This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Live, kicking off a third hour here. The toll-free number, should you wish to join us, take control of the airwaves, bring up whatever you want. Comment on the Chris Cantwell trial, which is getting some Associated Press coverage already. I did see the AP reporter there who works in New Hampshire. And so I'm kind of reporting on my experience, which is to say I didn't make it in because I wouldn't put a mask on because I don't put masks on. That is against my religion, and I also have a medical condition. That's what I told the court today, and that didn't help. They still refused me access, refused me the supposed right, because you supposedly have a right to go into court and watch trials. Like, that's supposed to, it's supposed to be an open public court system, with the exception of juvenile cases.
It's your building.
Well, they certainly forced people to pay for the building. I don't think that they would admit that it's my building. But they're supposed to have this illusion of, hey, we're open. Come on in. You can watch our trial. See?
Well, see, there were already conditions on entry.
Sure.
Right? You couldn't carry a gun in.
No
you
cell
couldn't
phone.
Carry any weapon. You couldn't carry a
no
cell
camera.
Phone. So now you have to also wear a mask. These rights that we've been promised by the state have been conditional for a very, very long time. And if they're conditional, they're not right.
That's true. And they strip away one piece after another piece after another piece. And now they've got two separate classes of people, those who wear masks and those who don't. And the people who don't get treated very differently these days. So we're going to continue. Ian Conan and Aria in the studio. So I told my federal court denial, right? Like, all right, I can't get into federal court. Well, I got some other research to do. I'm in Concord. It's the state capital. And there just so happens to be a court case in the local district courthouse that I wanted to do some research on. I'd planned to call that court on the same day when I got a break, if I was in the trial or whatever.
Sure.
But since I was in Concord, I figured I'll just drive over. It's right down the street. See if I can go into this courthouse. Well, I park in the nearly empty parking lot for the Concord District Court.
Of course.
There's two cop cars in the parking lot. One has a cop in it. The other, the cop is out talking to some guy. He's the only guy in the parking lot, and they're just shooting it there in the parking lot. They seem like they're just getting along and having a conversation.
Masked okay. up?
I don't think the cop had them.
Because that's one thing you don't often see. They're probably all wearing them in the courthouse, but
yeah.
We've seen cops walking around dealing with people.
Around here, they don't wear them.
They don't wear them.
But
well,
that's
my experience has been different lately.
Really?
I've been seeing KPD drive around with their masks on.
Oh, man. I've seen a mix more recently. Like, for instance, the night they bust, you weren't there for it, but Nightcap
this
week.
Oh, God, I wish I had been, though.
They
still have done it if I had been there?
I don't know. It would have been entertaining, though, had you been. It was entertaining without you there, but it would have been an extra level if you'd been there. But they did finally come after Nightcap this week after somebody set off some fireworks in Central Square.
You guys speak about cumulative. You guys are doing the same thing in the other direction. You're seeing how much you can get away with.
Somebody did that.
That is literally what they were doing,
yeah.
For sure.
Yeah. And
you're
it was
like, okay,
awesome.
This is where we crossed the line.
Is this from people you know?
I'm not going to say who it was, but the cops believe they know who it was. They staked us out, apparently, because more than one firework was set off. They probably should have stopped at two, third.
You know, they have probably scheduled an extra couple of cops just for this event to have them nearby. Just in case something gets rowdy.
The cop, actually, one of them was stopped at the intersection when the second firework got, so he saw the whole thing. And then I think they, at least if they're to be believed, and cops do lie, but one of them did claim that he was, like, hiding and watching, and he claims he saw the person who set off the firework set off the firework, allegedly. And so three cops then enter the Central Square, and they immediately spied the wine that somebody had left on, like, the water fountain there, the fountain. And they said, whose wine is this?
I don't know, dude. It was here when we got here.
Well, nobody even gave them that much, right? Like, you know, just no one claimed the wine. So, of course, they grabbed this mostly full box of wine.
Oh, took it back to the station.
Was it one of the dark reds, too?
It was the dark red. Oh, yeah, it was the dark
red. Put it in the rec room.
Rec
room refrigerator.
There was no paperwork for this wine because they didn't have anyone to ticket.
Right.
So that wine just went right out to another cop that night, and they had a good time. And then after that, they targeted one person who they believed had set the fireworks off and said, "We're going to give you a ticket. If you don't ID yourself, we're going to arrest you." So
he
handed over the ID because they will take you in and they will.
Otherwise, you'll be in jail for 60 days.
That's how my friend Sam got it.
I thought you only had to ID if you were driving.
No. If they're going to write you a ticket, they have to know to whom to write the ticket.
Okay.
And if it's John Doe, then they take you into jail until they can figure out who you are.
Okay.
Basically. And then once they find out who you are, they write you the ticket and cut you loose. So,
it would be pointless for me anyway. They would have no difficulty IDing me.
Sure. Right. So he's got a $155 ticket now, and he's going to take it to court. So we're going to get to go to court at some point, maybe, if they actually follow through with the trial.
And what is the violation?
Display of fireworks.
Right.
So it's apparently not allowed in Keene. Anyway, that's an aside. So I went to this other courthouse, right, the local district court. And as I'm walking up, the doors are closed, like the sliding, automatically opening doors are closed. And there's a sign up that says you have to use the drive-through window. Like, there's a drive-through window at the courthouse?
They probably built it.
They may have. Especially for this. I don't know. Maybe it was there. They probably did put it in.
Get your religion on the go.
Yeah. Yep. And luckily it wasn't a line of cars because there was almost no one in the parking lot. So I'm like, all right, well, okay. So I get in the car, you know, drive over there. I'm like, all right, I'm looking for this information on this person. They should be, you know, there's a hearing date scheduled. But when they got arrested, the person did not receive the complaints. So they said, you've been charged with disorderly conduct. You've been charged with something else, some other BS charge, and here's your bail conditions, and here's your arraignment date, but they didn't hand them the actual charging documents with the complaint written on them about exactly what they were alleged to have been doing. So you normally have to have that before you go to a court hearing. And the first lady that came up, she was acting helpful, like she's a young lady, right? Okay. So she was probably in her mid to late 20s, newer for the court. You could tell they hadn't, like, wasted her soul away quite yet. She was, like, still kind of kind and at least nice enough to treat you like a human being. And she was, she got the name. It's just, oh, well, you don't have her birthday, do you? And I'm like, no, I don't have the birthday. Oh, I'm sorry, I can't look it up without that. Because we don't have a case number, because as it turns out, nothing had been filed yet, but we didn't know that at this point. So I'm like, all right, well, I went away and I did some research and I got the birthday and I come back around, but this time it's an older woman, like the clerk of the court, like somebody who's grizzled. She's been there for, you know, decades. And she's like, well, we don't do research. Like, well, I don't need you to do the research. I just need you to give me the file, because this is what I'm used to. I'm used to going to the court, saying what case I need. They get the file. They pull the file. They give it to me, and then I hand it back to them. Mm-hmm. But now they're like, no, we don't do that. We don't do that anymore. You can contact, and then they give me this piece of paper, and it's to the media, because I told them I'm with the media, and they said, well, it's to the media communications division of the court. You can call them or email them, and God knows how long this takes, right?
This is just like my damn fire permit, dealing with
it's getting
fire
more
department.
Centralized.
You can't even deal with the people anymore. You've got to get online,
right.
And you've got to fill out a paperwork, and you got
to
pay.
You can't go to the local
money.
You can't. It's state now. It's no.
Yeah.
The local fire departments aren't doing it now. Now you got to go through the state. Same thing's true now with the courts. You can't go to the local court. You got to go through the state now. And so, like, all right, fine. Instead of the media communications, I know if I call the state court line, there's like a helpline. They're usually fairly helpful. And so I'm going to talk to them before I try these media people, like this bitch said to me.
Sure.
So I call, leave the drive-through window, and I pull into the parking space in the parking lot, and I call up the court helpline. And so it's, okay, well, it's 11 callers on the line, but you can leave your number, and then we'll call you back. Right, fine, I'm going to do things on the Internet. So I said, left my number. And so as I'm sitting there online, one of the cops that was in the parking lot walks up to my window. And I, of course, rolled the window down just an inch
yeah.
or so. I'm like, can I help you with something? And the officer in this particular case, and of course I did pull out video shortly after he started talking. He was like, "Well, I noticed somebody noticed that you took a photograph of the building over there." Because I did. I took a picture.
God, man, Concord is so different from Keene.
I took a picture of the drive-through window. Like, I wanted a photograph of
this
drive-through court.
This is alien. This is 1984 Orwellian. We got to get evidence.
And so now an armed man is at my my truck window giving me a hard time over taking a picture of a public building. And we'll continue. This is Free Talk Live.
She's a purebred orange and white Brittany, but when we adopted April, she started scratching like crazy. I said, "What you put into a dog is what you get out." DINOVITE.com. So we added a huge scoop of Dynavite in her bowl. She licked it clean. She loved it. Her coat is now soft. It's silky. Dynavite is nutrition.
You get some Dynavite. How happy your dog will be.
Dynavite. She's little Miss Hollywood. DINOVITE.com.
Divvy's been a pretty good investment for Free Talk Live. Their ad campaign started in September 2019, and from mid-March to mid-July, the values soared by 10 times. It's not too late. Divvy's new wallet hasn't even released yet, and other things are happening that I can't even say on the radio. If you want to invest and potentially do well, go to DivvyProject.org. I can tell you that FTL is deepening its partnership with the guys from DivvyProject.org. Past performance is not an indication of future profit. DivvyProject.org. D-I-V-I Project.org.
Join liberty-minded voluntarists, anarchists, and libertarians from June 28th through July 4th for ForkFest 2021 at Rogers Campground in the beautiful White Mountains of New Hampshire. ForkFest happens the week after the Porcupine Freedom Festival, and ForkFest is decentralized, which means no one is in charge. That also means there's no ticket cost. Just reserve your camping, RV site, or motel room with Rogers Campground for June 28th through July 4th. Where better to celebrate Independence Day than around other freedom-loving activists in the Shire? You can relax and enjoy the camaraderie of like-minded people, or you can create whatever experience or event you'd like others to have. If you're planning an event for ForkFest, be sure to let others know in advance. You can connect with fellow ForkFesters via the unofficial Telegram chat or the ForkFest forum. Links to those are on the unofficial website, forkfest.party. Mark your calendar for June 28th through July 4th, 2021. We'll see you at forkfest.party.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Today, many of us are paying attention to our health, and what we eat plays an important role. But so often, the water we drink is a mere afterthought when it should be a primary part of our daily nutrition. Real Water would like to change how you think about the water you drink and how it can play an important role in helping your body restore balance and reach its full potential. The key benefits of every bottle of Real Water are stabilized negative ions, balanced pH, detoxification, and it hydrates you like never before. And yes, it tastes great. Real Water is beyond alkalinity, and due to its proprietary process, is called E2 technology, it's the only drinking water on the market that can maintain a stable negative ionization, which means real science in every bottle. Order your Real Water today and take advantage of special pricing for this audience only by calling 1-855-REAL-WTR or visiting buyrealwaternow.com. That's 1-855-REAL-WTR or buyrealwaternow.com. Order now. 1-855-REAL-WTR or buyrealwaternow.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Talk Live. You can bring up what you want right here, toll free at 855-450-FREE. Also on our chat server over at chat.lrn.fm. That's actually where you get the instructions on how to actually join the chat server, but that's the easiest way to tell you to do it. So chat.lrn.fm. With you tonight, it's Ian.
And Conan.
And Art. Yeah.
We're recapping for you my ridiculous day. Where
sounds like it.
Long, ridiculous day.
So, dealing with bureaucrats.
So you took a picture of this drive-thru, and then the cop came over and harassed
court.
You. Right. Did the cop pull the whole, well... We're just making sure you're not a terrorist trying to look out for, you know, vulnerable spots.
That's what he was suggesting.
Okay.
Yeah, that was kind of the suggestion.
That's often what I see when people do this sort of thing online. I think they call them First Amendment tests or checks or something like that.
I've heard of these. Yeah, normally they go into a place, right, and like and record video just
sometimes,
to see what
will happen. Sometimes it's just them, you know, recording the outside of a government building and they get exactly the same result that you got.
Yeah.
Only theirs usually go on for presumably longer than yours did.
This was relatively quick.
I mean, didn't you see that cop show where the domestic terrorist was, you know, snapshotting the, he was walking around the perimeter of the courthouse, and the next day he came and he blew it up. It was on that cop show. I saw
so it. Must be true.
It must
right?
be true. It happens all the time on that cop show.
Yeah, all of them cop shows.
Yeah, all of them. Every single week there's
people
a new federal building being blown up.
And so I do have video of my interaction with the cop, which, again, I'll usually let a cop say a few, like an initial thing before I pull the camera out.
Sure.
Just to kind of see, just to feel out the thing. Like, I do like the idea of getting everything on the record, but just to give him the chance to be off the record. Like, if he was just going to be cool for whatever reason, which is highly unlikely.
I've encountered that with police before.
Every now and then, yeah. So, like, a good example would be the cop that came up to my porch a few weeks ago, and I didn't pull the camera out. He kind of leaned out his window, and he wanted to talk.
Mm-hmm.
And he wanted to tell me how frustrated he was about the mask ordinance.
Ooh.
And that he'd been pushed over the edge. And I'm like, it would have made good video, but he wouldn't have said it. If it was on
exactly
video.
Right.
So I always give him the chance to just say the first thing to give a feel for what's going on. But
sure.
He was definitely investigating me, and so I pulled out the camera. And so
you let him get the mask stuff out, and then he went into full investigatory mode.
Well, no, I mean, that's what it was. He didn't say anything about the mask. I was all alone in a parking lot.
I thought you were talking about the guy who pulled up in front of the house.
No, this is the cop harassing me outside in the parking lot outside of the court, where he's wondering if I was taking pictures for, you know, nefarious reasons
right.
or whatever. So here's...
I'll take some pictures of you right now, if that's all right. So you were saying that it's weird to take a picture of a courthouse?
From the way it was described to me, when you walked right up to the window.
And yes, he is muffled because he is wearing a mask in this video, so I'll try to turn it up.
And he didn't even see this. Some Karen... ratted you out.
Well, it was actually, I don't know if I got this on the video, but he admits it was his other officer. Remember, there were two cops in the parking lot.
Right.
One in her car. This was the guy that was shooting the S with the other dude in the parking lot. And then he saunters over to investigate me. So anyway, dude's in a mask. I got my window like an inch or two down. And so here comes the interaction.
Courthouse.
From the way it was described to me, when you walked right up to the window within about 3 feet.
Yeah, I'm actually going to drive up to that window here in just a moment.
Yeah.
Because I've got some business.
Inside the courthouse, someone strikes that as that's odd to them.
Yeah.
So if you
and this was another officer of yours that
you
said this.
If you wanted to take a picture of the courthouse,
yeah.
Most people would stand back and take a of the architecture.
Mm-hmm.
But to walk up straight real close to a window and kind of point the camera in the window like you're taking pictures
yeah,
of people
yeah.
inside the window.
By the way, I
you
was
can do that as
probably
well,
100 feet away from this window. I was not I was not doing what he was describing me doing.
But that's
in
not
fact,
but that
would
have been my right to do too.
Exactly. Yeah. But that is not what he would say during your trial.
That's right.
If it ever went that far, he would say that you were right in the window, you had your nose up, you were breathing
right
on
here.
The glass. Yeah, that's what he just said.
Right. And it's not true.
I don't feel like I was close enough to the window, honestly, just because...
Don't shoot the messenger, okay?
Yeah, yeah.
I just got this, and I said I'll go over and...
That's what I'm saying. I may took a bad picture because I wasn't close enough.
What's your name?
Officer Russell.
Officer Russell. What's your first name?
Joseph.
Joseph. All right, Joseph.
So I said maybe he's a contractor. We'll go see what it is. That's kind of our job sometimes is to rule out the suspicion... that people have.
Oh, God. Because someone is trying to blow your stupid building up every week, just like that cop show. Ugh.
Their job isn't to rule out suspicion.
He's investigating. That's what he's doing. He wants to see what I'm doing. He wants to ask me questions, but I'm asking him some questions here.
That people have. and just check base. If there's no issues, then there's no issues.
All's well with me.
Any response to why you were taking pictures at the...
I don't have to answer your questions.
You don't?
Yeah.
Are you a contractor?
Like I said, I don't have to answer your questions.
You're absolutely 100% correct.
Right.
All right. I appreciate your time, sir.
Investigation complete. He's gone.
Oh, God, I love it, man.
You are absolutely correct.
Yeah, so that was one of the police encounters that I wasn't expecting to have, right? Like,
sure.
But that's the thing. If you show up around these bureaucrats, they're going to do things you aren't necessarily expecting.
Unless everyone talks to them like you just did.
Or rather doesn't talk to them, because I didn't give him anything useful.
Well, he was rather polite.
He was polite.
And he acknowledged the fact that, hey, you're right, you don't have to answer this.
Yep.
Hi.
And then he asked another question.
He does, yes. But you reiterated it, and...
Right. And he gave up.
Yeah.
Well, most people don't know that they don't have to talk to
That's
the
right,
cops.
They don't.
They don't know that.
They know, and
you have the right to remain silent. Use it.
Well, and that's where the friendly demeanor helps them, right? So, like, you can give him credit for not being a jerk, but that's helpful for him because it makes people blab. It makes them, oh, he's just being nice. He's just asking me questions. So the other one that is worth mentioning. So the security guard, one that I mentioned to you that we ran into first when we walked into the courthouse, the federal court, this guy named Joe, head of security. Well, so the whole thing happens. I get denied. I go back to my car, which is parked across the street from the courthouse, sort of around the back across the street. And obviously it's within camera vision of the court. So they know where I am. They know that I'm there.
Sure.
And I'm on my laptop. I'm doing things. I'm writing blog posts or whatever it is I'm doing. And then all of a sudden, Joe, the head of security, pops up at my driver's side window. And he's come from behind my car. Now, mind you, my car is facing the courthouse, so he's walked around and behind me to come up behind the car.
Spooky.
Up to the driver's side window, and he asks me, I was like, oh, hey, what's up? You know, because we're friendly, me and Joe, and I was like, yeah, can I help you or whatever, and he says, do you have a firearm secured in this vehicle?
I'm answering that.
And,
what the hell?
Yeah, and I'm like... Well, first of all, it's none of your business. I said something to the effect, I don't think that's any of your business, so I'm not going to answer your question. But then I said, but I do appreciate your concern, right? Because, you know, if you're going to have a gun in the vehicle, what he ended up saying was, well, if you've got a firearm in the vehicle, I just want to make sure you're securing it when you leave the vehicle. Why? It was a very strange question.
Isn't it secure if it's in a locked vehicle?
Well, that's what he was wanting to check on.
Or did he want you to take it to him to secure in his little, you know, safe?
I don't think he was offering that because it would be illegal to walk into that building with a gun.
Like Cheshire County where you can actually...
That's right, totally different.
All right, so there's no... All right, gotcha.
Right. In Cheshire County and in New Hampshire state courts, you can walk in with a gun and hand it to court security and check the gun at the front desk.
Yeah. So this cop,
he approaches from the... This is
from
bad. This is bad approach of vehicle etiquette. You don't do that.
And he wants...
Well, you
to
do
know.
If you're a predator.
Yes,
and
that's
he
right.
wants to know if I have a gun in the vehicle.
He just walks up to you and asks you this.
Yes, and then he asked me again. After I refused to answer the question, he then asked me again if I have a firearm in the vehicle.
So how did this play out?
Well, I didn't answer his question, number one, but I assured him that I appreciated his concern.
Did he leave?
He then left. So, yeah, why he did that, I'm not clear.
News from news.bitcoin.com. Despite years of warnings about cryptocurrency, criminals prefer U.S. dollars for money laundering, study shows. Jim Rogers predicts end of U.S. dollar dominance. Macro strategist Raul Paul says Bitcoin beats gold in every way. New crypto, sushi, plummets around rumors of exit scam. Bitcoin.com is your source for getting started with cryptocurrencies, getting a wallet, buying Bitcoin Cash, mining, and all the latest cryptocurrency news at news.bitcoin.com.
Every year, over 1 million fires burn in America. Fortunately, firefighters are on the job, saving life and property, and you can be a part of it. 7 out of 10 firefighters and emergency responders are volunteers. There's no typical firefighter. Anyone can volunteer to serve their community. Volunteering as a first responder is really about having the heart and drive to make a difference where it's needed most. Your community needs you. Are you ready to answer the call? Learn more and find local volunteer opportunities at makemeafirefighter.org.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
Johns Hopkins University is reporting more than 200,000 people have died in the United States from the coronavirus pandemic. The White House claims the death toll in this country, already the highest in the world, could have been worse. In an interview for WJBK Fox Detroit, President Trump says his administration is doing an amazing job against the virus.
We're doing extremely well, relatively speaking. If I wouldn't have closed down, we could have had 2 million deaths right now, 2.5 million. We shouldn't have any.
Democratic vice presidential nominee Kamala Harris said during a roundtable discussion outside of a Detroit barbershop that President Trump has confused the government's effort against the virus.
We heard his taped conversation when he told Bob Woodward he knew this thing was airborne and could kill people.
This is USA Radio News. Wrangling continues in the Senate over a vote on a nominee to replace the vacancy on the Supreme Court created by the death of Justice Ruth Bader Ginsburg. Republicans appear to have the votes to confirm the nominee, Majority Leader Mitch McConnell.
We have an obligation under the Constitution, should we choose to take advantage of it, with a president of the same party as the Senate, to advance the nomination. And we will certainly do that this year.
Democratic leader Chuck Schumer scolding Republicans for reversing course after not picking a high court nominee by President Obama in 2016.
Why should the American people trust the Republican senators to do anything they say when they are proving right now that their speeches mean nothing the moment the shoe is on the other foot?
President Trump said he would announce his Supreme Court nominee on Saturday. You're listening to USA Radio News.
I'm here with Scott Youseum, founder of OMG Tax. Tell us how your company helps our listeners out there who have a problem with the IRS.
My team of lawyers, enrolled agents, and licensed tax experts remove wage garnishments sometimes in the same day. We even have reduced the total debt some of our clients were required to pay through what is known as an offer in compromise.
Can you give us an example of somebody you help?
Oh, can I ever? We have taken a $500,000 liability with the IRS. Guess what? The client didn't pay a dime through the representation known as non-collectible status with the government.
If you owe the IRS more than $10,000 and you want to see if it's possible to pay a lot less, call OMG Tax right now for a free tax-saving consultation.
Call 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. That's 800-486-8112.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk Live, and you can bring up anything you want here. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE, or hop into our new Matrix chat server. Just go to chat.lrn.fm to get step-by-step instructions on how to do that. And don't forget to go to ForkFest 2021. Mark your calendar right now. It's happening June 28th through July 4th, 2021, the fifth annual ForkFest. It's a decentralized libertarian camping festival, which means no one's in charge. But everyone's also in charge, because you're in charge of yourself, and so you do what you want. RAU threw a concert, among other things, this year at ForkFest, and it's actually getting some play in some metal magazines.
Unfortunately.
Oh, what do you mean, unfortunately?
It was not a good show.
But I thought it was great.
In our defense, well, I mean, sure.
I'm easy
any
to
like,
please,
yeah. I mean, in our defense, we threw the band together in like 5 weeks.
Yeah, you guys rocked for 5 weeks, you know, of practice, I thought. Anyway, people can
I would say for
mind.
5 weeks of practice, we did good.
Yeah. People can make up their own mind because I put the video online, and yes, you can go watch it on the Free Keen YouTube channel. But go check out ForkFest at ForkFest.party, ForkFest.party. All right, so finally, we're done with the court talk. I've recapped all the crazy cop encounters, the mask mandates, the madness. But at some point, after sitting outside for a few hours outside of the court, because what I wanted to do was wait out there to get the judge's order, right? Like, I'm not just going to go home. There's a chance, albeit a small one, there was a chance the judge was going to let me in at some point.
Sure.
So I was waiting outside, and I figured, well, you know, if I'm still here when Vincent comes out for lunch, I'll, you know, get a rundown from Vincent about what's going on. He is still supposed to call in here tonight. And so hopefully we'll get him on maybe in the final segment. But so in this particular case, I had to hit the bathroom, and I can't go into the courthouse. They won't let me in. And generally, it's hard to find public bathrooms under the whole COVID crackdown because a lot of businesses are closed. Some of the places that would have been open before. So I just, you know, pulled up Waze, pulled up the gas stations, went to a nearby gas station. I didn't want to go to one on Main Street because, you know, you have to pay for parking. So I went to one of the other ones. And I come out, walking up to the doors, and there's a sign on the door, of course, masks required, no exceptions, by city ordinance. Like, oh, yeah, Concord passed a mask mandate. All right, here we go. So I walked into this this gas station, an Irving gas station, and luckily, as I walked in, I noticed the bathroom door was open and, like, immediately to my right, like, five steps away. So I just walked right into the bathroom, closed the door.
Don't give them a chance to deny you.
They didn't even notice, you know, me walking in. And at that point, when I finished, you know, relieving myself there, I thought, oh, look, I'm going to go buy something because, you know, I use their bathroom. It's the right thing to do to give the business a, you know, buy a bottle of water or a candy bar or something like that, right? So I walk out and I'm starting to browse through the store. No sooner than I had gotten to, like, the first aisle, there's some young man with a mask on who works at the store confronting me, saying that you have to have a mask on to be in here. And I said, well, I'm sorry, I've got a medical objection or condition or whatever it was I said. And so then he kind of stumbled over his words because he probably doesn't have to do this too often. Mm-hmm. It's probably a nerve-wracking.
It's also beyond his pay grade to deal with.
Yeah. It's definitely like an adrenaline, you know, experience to have to talk to somebody in this way. And I'm not mean, right? Like, I'm trying to be as kind as possible, but still.
You're just assertive.
Asserting myself that, hey, you know, I've got a medical, concern here. And so he says, well, it's a city ordinance. And I say to him, because here in Keene, New Hampshire, they will fine the business if they catch you in a store without a mask on, without a medical exemption. If you have the medical exemption, they're not supposed to fine the business. So I say to him, well, are they going to fine you guys, or are they going to fine me if they, you know, if they show up to issue a fine? He says, so they'll fine the individual. They'll fine you.
Oh. Well, that's an improvement.
And I say to him, well, I'll just take my chances then. Thank you. And I sort of turn around to start, continuing to shop to try to buy something from these people. And just figuring he would, you know, leave me alone at that point. But then the manager walks up to me, and she says, you can't be in here without a mask, sir. And I said, well, I've got a medical and a religious objection here. And she says, oh, okay, well, you can stay in if you've got a medical objection, but I'm going to ask you to stand by the door.
But you can't shop.
That's right.
Well, you're supposed to yell out what you want?
She says she'll do the shopping for me.
And get her grubby hands all over your stuff.
Right? And not that that's my concern, but I do my own shopping. I'm not, you know, crippled. I don't need somebody else to do my shopping for me. So,
but if you want to see what the options are.
Right. I have to know what I want when I'm going in there so I can tell her to go and get it for me. And so it's unacceptable. Right. Yeah. So at this point, I'm like, all right, well, I tried to buy something from you guys and you don't want my business. So I'm sorry. I'm going to go. And I start to walk out of the store. And then she pipes up that it would be for my protection. So she's saying the reason why they want me to stand by the door is to protect me from getting sick from the other customers.
From who?
In the
Everyone's
store.
Masked up. But everyone's masked.
See, this is the issue here, though, is that that's scientifically invalid.
Mm.
You're not at risk by not wearing a mask. The argument is that you're putting them at risk, but it's not for your health that she wanted you to wear a mask.
That's what they've all been saying, but she says differently. She says it is for my health.
Because she's as ignorant as the anti-mask people.
So she
and that's why this whole thing is garbage.
Well, okay, so here's the last part. So she says it's for my health. And I says, what? I'm not worried. As I'm walking out, I'm not going to come back regardless of what she says. It's like, look, I'm not worried, I say to her. And she says, well, we are.
Have a safe day.
Yeah.
You know, maybe when she says it's for your health, maybe she means if you don't wear the mask, it will prevent you from getting hood stomped by the next redneck that comes through and decides to slam you.
Wait, rednecks are slamming people?
No, I'm saying that it might lead to this. This is where it seems like it might be going. The more people who... People have been beat up. There was one guy who got shot when this first started, you know, months ago in a Family Dollar or something.
That's been very, very rare, though. Well, I mean, that was months ago. It hasn't escalated since.
Because most people comply. Yeah. And they don't go in it. I think this kid who had to deal with Ian,
might have been
the first guy he ever had to deal with. He's like, we're alien.
Or I might have been the first one who didn't put it on when he told him to.
Exactly.
There's probably some people who've got it in their pocket and they'll put it on. That's what Mark was saying he does. He was here earlier today.
He just has one laying around, ready to go.
He has one in his pocket. He'll put it on when someone says something to him, like, well, you know you're just contributing to this, right? He's acting like he's, you know, doing something by waiting to put it on. But as long as you're bowing down, as long as you're doing what they say, then you're part of the problem, ultimately. So that was my bathroom break story. I was successfully able. I was also later able to slip into a McDonald's, and you know there they weren't even able to see me come and go, so I didn't have any issue with that one.
But, you mean not through the drive-thru, but you went into the building?
Went into the building.
Excellent.
Yeah, so
I didn't even know their lobbies were open again.
So now
they are for takeout.
So now Nashua,
you cannot sit down and eat.
Jesus, really?
Yeah, they actually have the screens, the ordering screens. They're off. Because they don't have anyone inside. There's almost no one goes in.
That's absurd.
And the parking lot was almost completely empty, with the exception of a few cars where people are shoving the food in their face, and then the line of cars.
First cities who tried the mask ordinance in New Hampshire was Nashua.
Thank you for bringing me around to that.
And then I guess that fell through the table, to the floor. They couldn't figure out.
No, they passed it.
Well, now it is.
Yeah.
But I mean, so where are they at the moment?
It's going to get worse. There's a new proposal in Nashua. This is according to the union leader in a story published yesterday. The new proposal states that, quote, no business and no employee of any business shall provide goods or services to any person not complying with face covering requirements. No business and no employee of any business shall permit a person to remain on its premises in violation of these requirements. You will not be served. According to this new proposed ordinance in Nashua, if you are not a mask person.
Yeah, you know what they call that?
They cannot serve you.
They call this the mark of the beast. No goods, no shopping, no dealing with the shop owners unless you get their special permission mm-hmm. slip, which is their hall pass, which is their stupid face covering. This is disgusting.
This is about as bad as it could get.
This is beyond disgusting, yes. This is. I mean, you're underestimating it to call this disgusting. This is almost as bad as it could possibly get.
Yeah.
They're saying you can't buy groceries.
That's what they're saying.
If you don't wear a mask,
that's
you
what
can't
they're saying.
Buy
that's a,
water.
That's a human rights violation.
They don't care.
They don't care. They're going to get away with it too.
And people will support them in this.
Yeah. Hmm. So there's some protests.
It's way beyond disgusting.
There's some protests that have been started in Nashua, and one of our friends, Footloose, who we had on the show, and he was at Pork Fest and the Porcupine Freedom Festival. He's helping organize these things. But man, this is really bad. More coming up.
With a MechTech carbine conversion unit, you can turn an XD Family Glock or 1911 handgun into a carbine rifle in seconds and have it shipped right to your door, no FFL required. Now, MechTech is excited to announce our pistol carbine conversion unit. More compact with a 12-inch barrel and an arm brace, proving once again that MechTech is the world's most versatile handgun accessory. For a limited time, go to handgunconversions.com. That's handgunconversions.com and use coupon code RADIO to receive $35 off any carbine purchase.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our made in the USA microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part? Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com, and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to teamgaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's teamgaday.com with Longevity. teamgaday.com.
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners, lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? Needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers. But if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need. Just not from your business. So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email. advertise@gcnlive.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Yeah, it's Free Talk Live. You can take control of the airwaves here in these remaining moments. It's been quite a crazy day. Crazy court experiences, cop interactions, masked people, mask madness, and now it's looking really bad in the city of Nashua, New Hampshire, where a proposed mask ordinance, I didn't mention this in the last segment, but according to the story at the Union Leader, the proposal to mandate no business and no employee of any business shall provide goods or services to any person not complying with face covering requirements. No business and no employee of any business shall permit a person to remain on its premises in violation of these requirements. So not only can you not be served as an unmasked person in Nashua if this passes, but also they must trespass you, basically, tell you to leave or else. And or else there'll be a penalty for them, I suspect.
I know I assumed this would be true for the original mask ordinance, but I can't imagine this surviving the court system, this ordinance.
Well, the first ordinance was already challenged in state court, and that is still pending, I believe, a full hearing. The judge denied the injunction on that particular case, so we're still waiting to hear that one, from what I understand.
And by listening,
and that may take a year and a half.
Yeah, exactly that. We've already been discussing how Cantwell has waited a year in jail to have his case seen. I mean, how long is this going to go ahead until it goes
through? Good question. And by the way, speaking of Cantwell, do we have Vincent with us? Vincent? No, he's trying to call in, and it's not working out. Let's see. Vincent needs to call the regular phone lines. Anyway, so we're going to continue here. Any other comments on this Nashua madness, guys? Because they're apparently voting on this tonight.
Yeah, I'm looking at their live stream right now. They're talking about some building project or something. So I guess they either have saved it for the last or they've already discussed it and voted on it. But this is disgusting. This is, and I'm looking at a bunch of Karens too. I see four people.
You're talking about in the audience?
The actual aldermen.
Oh, the aldermen themselves. Okay.
Bunch of Karens. And they're only doing it to protect you, Ian. It's for you.
Frank, who's the guy, he's Footloose, his real name, Frank Staples, they interviewed him for this particular story. He said, quote, we should have the freedom to choose. He said, these are illegal mandates. You can't suspend the Constitution. You just can't do it. It's extortion. Do we really think an airborne virus is going to play nice because you wear a mask from the door to the table in a restaurant? It's just absurdity. He says. So, yeah, there
have
been.
You have the right to not enforce the laws of the government.
What do you mean you have the right to not?
You have the right to not act as a police officer telling people.
As their unpaid agent?
Yes, yes. Telling people that they're breaking the law and they have to leave, or you're calling the next level of law enforcement over to deal with them. You have the right to not be a police officer.
I totally agree.
This is true.
Unfortunately,
they're all afraid. They're all scared.
That's the thing. In order to have your rights, you have to exercise them. So, yeah, you can say you have a right all you want, but if you don't actually make the stand and say, I am standing on my rights, I am exercising my rights, I will not be your serf, I will not be your slave, I will not be told what to do, then you have a chance at having your rights.
But see, the workers can't do that. The business owners have to be the ones to make that decision.
That's the problem.
They have to be the ones to say, no, I don't hire these people to enforce the government's laws. That's not why I hire any of these people.
Well, no, actually, the employees, if they were all to do it at once, in unison, you could have a lot of power. I've already walked away from one job during this nonsense. I've quit a job. I let them know. Look.
That's what it takes.
Look, you know that I'm a good worker. You know I'm competent. Here's my number. You know how to get a hold of me. Whenever this goes away, you go ahead and call me up, and I'll come back to work for you. If we had all done that, just like that, over. They would have been like, oh, what are we going to do now?
They would have just gotten money from the government.
Or hire some scabs, except if everyone was to do it.
Well, that's the thing. Everyone's not going to do it. But if a significant number of good employees did it, then it would be really tough.
Bring them to your knees.
Yeah.
Overnight.
But most people aren't willing to take that kind of risk.
Well, they don't. And it's just like these things. It's just like the abolition of slavery in this country. It was cumulative. It was over many, many years. The idea was there. But not everyone realized that their neighbor felt a certain way. And it wasn't until people actually started coming out and talking about it and being vocal that their neighbors are like, oh, wait, hold on. I've been feeling like this for years. And my neighbor, who I thought was a straight racist like everyone else, feels the same way that I do. Well, what's in this crap? What's in this nonsense?
But now you can't come out and talk about it with your neighbors because they're not having public meetings anymore. They're all online, on Zoom.
And or the Facebook or Twitter or what else, take your post down. If you violate the CDC or the HWHO.
You can't say anything that goes against the government's official line.
So they don't know. Yeah. They don't know where people stand.
And this comes back around to the problem that we were talking about earlier with the court. Now you can't go to the court and just do something. You have to go through the central office. Now you can't go to the fire department. You've got to go to the central office.
Right.
So now everything has become more centralized. As though the state weren't already centralized enough.
Yeah.
Now it is more centralized than it's ever been. It's harder than it's ever been to get an actual person to talk to you, to do anything for you. You can't hold them accountable. They're even less accessible than they've ever been. You can't get in the same room with these people anymore. I mean, the window dressing around the state, it's being ripped away.
And yet people aren't.
And they're not
doing away with it.
That's right.
That's why I repeatedly said that the best thing that could come from all this, especially like the school system, parents waking up to the fact that, hey, what are my kids having to deal with? And they're not even getting a good education?
That's another example.
I have an idea. I'm not sending my kids. And then, where's all my property tax going? Because there's no kids in school anymore.
They're not
going
to cut the budget.
But I want to see every damn government agency, every department have to deal with the same thing with the fire department. What am I paying for? I can't even get a fire permit anymore? What am I paying for?
I guarantee you they're not cutting the budget. They're going to keep increasing the budget.
I agree.
Yeah.
I agree. Because the new rules, new having to hop over new COVID regulation, new policies. We've got to build new glass windows on our building.
Oh, get this. Alderwoman June Karen says
Karen.
Spelled C-A-R-O-N, but still. June Karen said the proposed change for the mask mandate will not infringe on a person's rights.
No, it won't.
Explaining businesses already refuse service if a person isn't wearing a shirt or shoes.
But not because the law tells them to.
That's right. By amending the existing mask ordinance, police will have a better grasp on the enforcement situation, according to Karen. Some aldermen say...
Yes, by turning every business into a faction of the police department, the police will, by definition, get a better handle on the situation.
They'll have eyes and ears
everywhere.
You have
cops everywhere now.
Some aldermen say the proposed revision to the ordinance...
And these people claim to be anti-police. Anti-police overreach. Well, anti-police brutality.
Well, not this Karen. Not this Karen. She doesn't. She probably wants to be a cop, she probably would have dreams about waking up with a badge on.
She's a badge bunny.
She's got a little switch where she switch her hand, just like a little Catholic school teacher.
When you say these people, who do you refer to?
I just mean people on the left in general.
Okay.
Right. They claim to be against police brutality, against police incursions on our lives, against all of this nonsense. And yet here we are, actively turning every single business owner in Nashua into a cop.
And worker. Because there's a threat here. We'll get to the threat.
Yeah, your Burger King worker, your McDonald's worker now, they are a cop working for an unemployed, but because the government's not going to pay them.
Are they cops or are they deputies? They've been deputized to be little Karens.
Some aldermen say the proposed revision to the ordinance, which would now prohibit businesses and employees from providing goods or services to anyone without a face mask who does not have a doctor's note, will help businesses and police enforce the issue. If the ordinance is revised, it could subject employees, including teenage workers, to a fine of up to $1,000 determined by the court.
I don't know how to tell people this, but businesses enforcing the laws of the government is literal
fascism.
That is literally what it is.
This is true.
You said this afternoon on an interview that you were doing. What was their response when you said that?
Which interview was it?
I don't know. The one you were the metal guy.
I heard brains popping through the speakers. I could just hear people. She had headphones on,
so I don't know what they said.
I don't recall either,
but you can watch it on YouTube.
You'll have the link up at Aria for Sheriff. Aria4Sheriff.com.
Yeah. Or fpolice.com. EFF Police.
Either way, we got to spell it. Yeah. So.
Giving out F police, though.
Up to $1,000 fines for a teenage worker, for any worker.
Your 16-year-old McDonald's. This is why people like you are ultimately screwed. Because it's not worth it to the 16-year-old at the drive-thru window. She can't take that risk.
No, that's like 4 weeks worth of pay.
The state has her over the barrel. The state has perfectly positioned everyone to be beholden to them and have to enforce their mandate.
This is terrifying level.
Yeah.
Tyranny.
This is one of the worst things that I've heard in this year, and I've heard some really bad things this year.
And they are voting on this as we speak. We do not have an update on it
yet. And we're just getting going.
And we'll get one in Keene next, if it passes there.
At the very least, we are suing here in Keene, you and I, Aria, and that story hopefully will hit a bit of a wire.
We have to nip this crap in the bud, man.
Well, we're doing what we can.
I know.
And thanks for being here. You guys, we'll be back tomorrow night. You can join us online. In the meantime, Aria's heading up the show tomorrow. So we're flipping the seats this week. It's Free Talk Live.
Remember when you first heard about Bitcoin? How long did it take you to realize this little project would soon change the world? Do you kind of wish you had gotten involved sooner? Well, now is your chance to be a part of the next revolution in money. Intercoin is working to finally make crypto go mainstream. It's designed to be scalable enough to support everyday payments and even elections without the state. Bitcoin was originally supposed to be a peer-to-peer cash system, the way we would all pay one another without having to trust any third party. But instead, over time, it mostly became a store of value. That's because every 10 minutes, the Bitcoin network must put all transactions into a block, and that block can only hold so much. If crypto is to become mainstream for people to use it for everyday payments, we need a new architecture, one that is as secure as Bitcoin while being far more scalable. Check out intercoin.org to find out more and maybe pick up some of those coins for yourself.
If you or a loved one is a survivor of abuse by Boy Scouts of America representatives as far back as the 1970s, we urge you to speak up. We'll stand with you and get you the help and financial compensation you deserve. A jury in Portland, for example, awarded $18.5 million in punitive damages in one Boy Scout sexual abuse case. The Boy Scouts of America filed for bankruptcy, and funds have been set aside to compensate those injured. Time is limited, and so are the funds. Call today. Don't wait. For free information on how to file your claim, call All Survivors Advocates right now. We have a long track record in helping our clients get the legal justice and compensation they deserve. Please, we are ready to help you. Call today.
800-364-2984. 800-364-2984. 800-364-2984.
That's 800-364-2984.